Democrats voted no. The Democrats say they will try to defeat or block the nomination on the floor. Senator Joseph Biden, the top Democrat on the committee, says it's too soon to tell whether Bolton will win in the Senate or if there will be a filibuster to try to stop the nomination. Federal agents were at an airport in Maine to welcome an Air France jetliner from Paris. The flight was diverted from Boston to Bangor after U.S. officials learned a passenger had the same name as someone on the government's no-fly list. The jet landed in Maine, and a Transportation Security Administration official in Boston says there were no reports of unusual activity on board. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld offering a preview to tomorrow's announcement of the Pentagon's next recommended round of base closures. At the briefing today at the Pentagon, Rumsfeld says bases were judged first and foremost on their military value, and he says they were judged on their ability to enhance the Pentagon's push toward transformation and joint operations. Rumsfeld has not given a number of bases that will be closed. He does say it will be in the 5-10% range, and he says it will save nearly $49 billion over a 20-year period. The fishing industry on the West Coast puzzled by the sharp decline in the salmon run. Where did all the salmon go? That's what Northwestern fishermen would like to know. Normally by this time in the spring, Chinook salmon would be charging up the Columbia River by the tens of thousands. This year's spawning frenzy has not happened. Environmentalists, biologists are puzzled. Officials have now called a halt to sport and commercial fishing on the Columbia River. Pilots for UPS voting to authorize a strike if federally mediated talks do not result in a new contract. The Independent Pilots Association says 99% of those pilots who voted to approve the strike authorization. The union represents the shipping giant's nearly 2,500 pilots. The authorization allows a union to call a strike without polling its members again, but they say it doesn't mean a walkout is imminent. This is Air America Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Yeah, can you settle a bet?
Okay.
My wife says these are termites flying around the house. I say they're ants.
It's tough to tell if you're not sure what to look for because they pose very different threats.
Break it down for me, Orkin Man.
Ants like liquids, so your coffee maker is more at risk than your house. Termites like your house.
Well, we need an Orkin expert. If I lose this bet, I gotta go away with her.
That's not so bad, is it?
To a scrapbooking convention?
We'll send someone right away.
Hurry.
Sure. Just call us at
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Come on, sweetie. We'll be late for school. Get in the car.
Daddy, take your umbrella.
That's okay. I heard it's gonna be sunny all day.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says it's gonna rain.
Now, I heard the weather. It's gonna be sunny. Get in the car.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says...
Nope. Get in the car.
Can I bring my ducky umbrella?
Sure. Whatever. Get in the car.
Daddy! You should have logged into AccuWeather.com.
Can you share your ducky umbrella with Daddy?
Nope.
Please, my head's...
No.
But
nope.
Just a little bit.
No, AccuWeather.com. Access it for free. Link to it for free. Buy it for your site.
I'm getting wet, honey. Can I have...
Nope.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now, I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is... Somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more on it.
The Al Franken Show.
I remember after 9/11, Bill Manick coming out and going like, okay, you see, the world is good and evil. I drew the opposite lesson. Because you don't fly a plane into a building unless you think that you're in possession of total truth. Knowing that you're not cornered the market on truth that you don't have a monopoly on truth is actually a good thing.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Seekers, Malloy here on Air America. How you doing? Did you have a good day? Hope so. How about those Bolton hearings today, huh? You like that? Oh, my God. We have some sound from that. Actually, we just had three sound bites from Ohio Republican Senator Voinovich. What's his first name?
Voiny.
Voin? And Ovich is his last name? They call him Voiny. Oh, my God. Also, a couple of remarks from Scott McClellan about the Terra alert yesterday on the city of Washington, D.C., and how Bush reacted to that, pedaling his bicycle. The Jesus diet, you knew it had to happen, right? Also, why a statement from ABC News that you're going to find kind of weird, maybe not. Just a bunch of stuff tonight, so stick around. Also, at some point this evening, we are going to have a tutorial on depleted uranium. Now, I know a lot of folks already know about it, but what I've found from years of doing radio is that when I think everybody knows about everything that all these topics that I might bring up, I'm sadly mistaken. I'm immersed in this stuff, and a lot of people who listen to this program are also immersed in it and come across as knowledgeable about the topics to the point where it's redundant or terrible to have to sit here and listen. So this is not directed toward you. If you already know about all you need to know about depleted uranium, the tutorial is not for you. All right? Now, we've decided to run a contest here. The other night, was it last night? I got thoroughly pissed off because it's impossible for this program or me to get any press whatsoever. A big article in The Nation coming out when, Kathy? Next issue talks about Air America Radio, kind of a cutting article in The Nation about us, not a mention of this program. And so Kathy wrote them a letter to the editor, which is going to be... which really takes them to task for what they left out of the article. Alexander Coburn's website. What the hell is it? Oh, come on, Mike. Counterpunch. They did a hatchet job on Air America that nobody on Air America is advocating a complete withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. And I had to write to the author of that one, the writer John Walsh, and ream him out because we talk about it every night. It just goes on and on. So we've decided to come up with a contest. It's called Find Mike Malloy in the Media. Now, you can win some prizes here. One of our primo contributors to this program, Heretic, put together some CDs. How many have we got? How many of those we got? I want to save one from Molly. We have 8 or 10 of them. They're like Best of Malloy CDs that Heretic put together, and they're a lot of fun. We also have some of those decks of cards of criminals in the Bush crime family, right? Remember when the decks of cards was all, the Iraqi, the 52, 55 most wanted? Well, this is American, the Bush crime family deck of cards. So we have those. So we're going to give them out. We're going to give away the stuff. I wish I had some photographs. We could do autograph photographs. I get requests for that sometimes. We don't have any of those yet. They're coming. But we're going to give away these cards and these CDs, these decks of cards and these CDs. You're going to like it. Now, how do you win? You got to be the first truth seeker to spot any reference whatsoever to me or this program since January of this year anywhere other than my own website or Air America's website. Okay? You can't get it from there, obviously. But any reference whatsoever of me or Kathy or this program. Now, let me clarify that. It's got to be, you can't go to like, it can't be like a website that's referenced our program. Okay? This has got to be a mainstream media because we're making this hard. I mean, yeah, you can go to Democratic Underground. You can go to Will Pitt, Truth Out. You can, you know, there's all sorts of websites you can go to, but I'm talking about mainstream media. You know what I'm talking about. Now, come on. So play along. Not a blog, not a website, unless it's a CNN website or something like that. You know, it's got to be mainstream media. Got to have a connection to mainstream media. Now, all you do, excuse me, is just email me the proof from mainstream media that I actually exist. Okay, because you know I have doubts myself sometimes. Now, it's got to be something since January of this year. And again, it can't be a reference from our website or AAR's website or any alternative way. You know, it's got to be in a newspaper, a magazine, a TV show transcript, something verifiable, okay? Now, we're doing this just to have a little fun, and I want to see if I can cobble something together to put in Molly's trunk, her scrapbook thing. You know what I'm saying? Not a scrapbook, but we've started this little footlocker trunk. I did this for Chris. He's 26 now. And there's stuff in there that goes all the way back to when he was 8 months old. And he loves it. You know, every once in a while, my firefighting son will sit down with his trunk and go through stuff. You know, oh, Dad, you saved this. I remember this. You know, right? You do that for your kid? Right, okay. So we're just trying to get some stuff together for Molly. And we thought it'd be cool if we find any reference whatsoever of yours truly anywhere in mainstream media. Now, you know, it no references from other websites or blogs or whatever. It's got to be newspapers, magazines, television. You know what I'm saying? just for the hell of it, that's why. Ain't no reason. No reason. It's just incredible being Mr. Cellophane, you know? From the Guardian of London, there's a thing happening in this country that Julian Borger is reporting on. A lot of folks in America now are asking, what would Jesus eat? Yeah, that's right. What would Jesus eat? And as Julian writes, that's the title of one of a growing number of Christian diet plans. Are you ready for this? Crowding the lifestyle shelves of mainstream bookshops. Other bestsellers include The Maker's Diet, huh? The Hallelujah Diet, huh? And Body by God. You like that? And people think I'm sacrilegious. Oh, my God. According to Julian, the selling strategies vary. Someone named Stephen Arterburn, the host of a Christian radio show and author of Lose It for Life, says, quote, if you want the world to notice Jesus, it helps to look and live like Jesus. To look like Jesus? Okay, well then I assume that what Arterburn is talking about is have long, nappy hair that's like black lamb's wool and a long, kind of wiry beard, also black, olive skin, a short, kind of stumpy looking, dark brown eyes, and have 12 guys follow you around, you know, if you're going to look like Jesus, right? See, this is what makes me furious. This is the European Jesus. This is the Jesus from Sweden. Right? This is the one that we all grew up with. I grew up with this Jesus in the Baptist Church, Methodist Church. Jesus, the historical Jesus, has to look. He probably has some African blood in him. He probably has some Palestinian blood in him. Oh, Jesus, don't send me an email and tell me there was no Palestine. You know what I'm saying. He's got to have some Egyptian blood in him, right? Israeli blood. If all these bloods exist, to me that's a joke. But we're just playing pretend here. Because this guy, this radio talk show host, says if you want the world to notice Jesus, it helps to look and live like Jesus. So you want to look like Jesus? Get your skin kind of dark. And I don't mean a suntan. I mean, come on, you're going to be a Mediterranean African. Get your hair nappy. Get a long beard. Now, this is assuming he's talking about men. Get your hair all black and wiry and nappy and a beard that hangs down. It's all gnarled. And your skin's kind of cracked from walking around in the sun. Oh, there's more. Stick around here. This is Air America.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Auric XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Auric XL.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERN and find out about their affordable term life insurance. Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERN. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down. Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
How do people react when they get a 4-star hotel for a 2-star price on Hotwire.com? To find out, we brought in psychiatrist Dr. Dante Lombardi.
Thank you. First, let us observe the two subjects, Doug and Mike.
Hey, Doug. Want to go check out Chicago?
Yeah.
All right. On Travelocity, there's a 4-star hotel for $199 a night.
Ouch.
On Orbitz, I see one for $189. And on Hotwire, there's a 4-star on the Magnificent Mile with a gym, $86 a night.
What?
No way.
Impossible.
This is what I call Hotwire Disbelief Syndrome.
Nope. $86 on Hotwire.
We're going to Chicago!
Yeah. Oh, it stings.
And all this brouhaha?
This is a very natural reaction. Before they went to Hotwire, they were two average guys. Now they're two average guys with a great hotel deal.
Don't settle for average. Log on to Hotwire.com for a great hotel deal. Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive, cheap.
Based on March 2005 comparisons, not including taxes or fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy. Here comes the
helicopter. 21 past the hour. What would Jesus eat? Has ever an avatar of the one true God been so mistreated, so commercialized, so merchandised as the Christian avatar? So this guy, Stephen Arterburn, the host of the Christian radio show, says if you want the world to notice Jesus, it helps to look and live like Jesus. I'm not going to expand on the live like Jesus. He was homeless. He certainly didn't have any means of transportation. Occasionally he rode on a donkey. He wandered around. What was the furthest he ever traveled from his home base? 10 miles? 15? This Stephen Arterburn says, we don't do this, living and looking like Jesus, so we can look in the mirror and be more attractive. We do it so people can look at us and see Jesus. Why, you freak. Another guy, Don Colbert, a Florida doctor and an author of another book, What Would Jesus Eat?, portrays his book as a way of putting some backbone into weak-willed believers. This freak says, they're letting the flesh rule them, and they're eating anything they want. We're making them accountable. Many people will not eat the right kinds of food unless they're held accountable, and before they put something in their mouths, they need to ask, would Jesus eat this? Dr. Colbert said Jesus ate, quote, whole grains, fresh fruits, seeds, and nuts, rather than processed food. Somebody ought to write Dr. Colbert a letter, since he obviously is an uneducated ass, and explained to him that there were no processed foods 2,000 years ago. This freak's book has dishes from Middle Eastern recipes such as hummus. Kathy, don't you put mayonnaise in hummus? You don't? I put mayonnaise in everything. What is it, just olive oil and chickpeas? And lemon juice, and tahini, and garlic, and cumin. Was all that available where Jesus lived? Do you know?
You know, I'm getting older, but I'm not quite that old. So you can put just about anything in hummus and make it hummus. But
thanks.
You're welcome.
Now, last person here, a woman named Marie Griffith, a professor of religion at Princeton University, said, quote, the negative part is that people feel they have failed God then if they don't lose weight after buying one of these books. Yeah. What would Jesus eat indeed? Good Lord. So, now you can burn your scent of a Savior Jesus candle while you eat your Jesus food. Where are we living? How do you Christians tolerate this? I mean the followers of Christ. I don't mean these Christian freaks. But people who truly see the message of Jesus, this humble, a penniless, homeless, anti-wealth, anti-power revolutionary who walked around the Middle East 2,000 years ago with 12 people trailing behind him. You must be thoroughly pissed when you hear about things like this, huh? I would be. If you went to ABC News website today, they have a thing called The Note that I guess they do every day. Here's their news summary for today. Now listen to this. Brides gotta run, planes gotta stray, and cable news networks gotta find a way to fill a lot of programming hours as cheaply as possible. We say, with all the genuine apolitical and nonpartisan human concern that we can muster, that the death and carnage in Iraq is truly staggering. But We are sort of resigned to the notion that it simply isn't going to break through to American news organizations or, for the most part, Americans. Democrats are so thoroughly spooked by John Kerry's loss and Republicans so inspired by their stay-the-course commander-in-chief that what is hands down the biggest story every day in the world will get almost no coverage. No conflict at home equals no coverage. Now, do you understand what ABC News is saying with this? Huh? Somebody asked why there was no noise from the press regarding the evidence of Bush fixing the facts, so to speak, around the intelligence for Iraq. And Ken sent me the answer. It's a quote from former CIA Director William Colby, who said, "The CIA owns everyone of any significance in the major media." And Colby said that years ago. So there's ABC News. More Americans get their news from ABC News than from any other source. You've heard that. How many times you've heard that, right? So ABC is admitting, you know, they'll give you updates on Michael Jackson. They'll talk to you about the Bolton hearings, the Social Security kickoff stuff, Tom DeLay and his support dinner tomorrow night. But as far as the murder and mayhem and death and carnage in Iraq, sorry, booby, you're not going to hear about it.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Planet Check.
A toothbrush made from yogurt cups.
We grind up things like recycled Stony Field Farm yogurt cups and turn them into a material that we can make our preserved toothbrush handles out of.
That's Eric Hudson, president of Recycling Incorporated.
We are an environment-friendly consumer products company that turns previously used plastics into new products.
Hudson sees the green light.
Choosing to use recycled plastic versus using virgin plastic saves both our Earth's resources and also causes far less pollution than producing virgin plastic.
In addition to their toothbrushes and razors, they're also coming out with a line of preserved plateware.
At Recycline, we're seeking to reduce our ecological footprint.
Find preserved plastics at
Recycline.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Insurance, an auto insurance company that saves green for your wallet and the environment. Save some green and get your quote today at Insurance.com.
Ever dream of owning your own business, earning money for yourself instead of someone else? Well, make your dream a reality by attending a free Quiznos Business Ownership Seminar. Entrepreneur Magazine rates Quiznos Sub as one of the top franchising opportunities in America. The next seminars are on May 17th, 18th, and 19th. Just call 1-800-925-QUIZ to sign up. No prior restaurant experience is necessary. Seats are limited. So call now, 1-800-925-QUIZ, or go to QuiznosRadio.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines. InstantTaps.com is pleased to present an advanced product for men living with performance frustration. A revolutionary new process is now available to modernize the speed and ease of taking Viagra. Formulated by a pharmacist using crushed Viagra tablets. It's so fast and easy. Place a pleasant-tasting tablet under your tongue and within 15 to 20 minutes, you will have results. With InstantTaps, you can enjoy a more spontaneous love life. Best of all, no doctor's visit is required. Simply call 1-800-640-7032. Or go online to InstantTaps.com and get your prescription filled by a licensed physician. Private, confidential, and sent right to your door. InstantTaps.com for a more spontaneous and enjoyable love life. Get yours right now and start enjoying the pleasures of life. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. You won't regret it, and your partner will thank you. Ask about Cialis and Levitra. InstantTaps.com, 1-800-640-7032, or online at InstantTaps.com. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. Order now.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't fly
George W. Bush with the helicopter.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hey, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. Singer-songwriter Ben Folds will use his lyrical whimsy to lift us up, and then my mother will use her unique brand of Freudian torture to bring me down. You heard me. My mother, Toby Maron, will join us in the studio to help me relive my childhood over the public airwaves. Oh, God. Are we really going to do this? It's the end of Mark Maron on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Before the hour. Okay, we're starting to get some of these some of this Malloy contest stuff in. And when you send it to me, make sure you send like Amy just sent me something here from. From Chicago, I guess it's from Billboard Monitor, Billboard Radio Monitor. Jesus, this is a slow computer. Yeah, a Billboard Radio Monitor, and it does mention it's got my name in there. So that okay, that works, Amy, and that was from May 2nd, I believe. Now, I've gotten a couple in here from last year. Doesn't count. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution article about John Sinton. that mentioned my program. That doesn't count. It's got to be since January. Okay? Come on, play fair. And if you're going to play, send, you know, if you're going to play this proof of my existence here, and you want these prizes, you've got to send me a snail mail address where I can send them to you, all right? This was this off of, I forget where this was. Was this off of Democratic Underground? I don't know. The poster was Beelzebub. Do you know if that's Democratic Underground, Kathy? It is Beelzebub. And I don't know how I got this, but he posted some quotes. One was from Nietzsche that says, "Whoever lives for the sake of combating an enemy has an interest in the enemy's staying alive." Yeah, the attachment of that to Bush is obvious. And then this is from Orwell's 1984. "The ideal set up by the party was something huge, terrible, and glittering, a world of steel and concrete, of monstrous machines and terrifying weapons, a nation of warriors and fanatics marching forward in perfect unity, all thinking the same thoughts and shouting the same slogans, perpetually working, fighting, triumphing, persecuting 300 million people, all with the same face." Jesus. And then this quote from 1984. "The party said that Oceania had never been in alliance with Eurasia. Winston Smith knew that Oceania had been in alliance with Eurasia as short a time as 4 years ago. But where did that knowledge exist? Only in his own consciousness, which in any case must soon be annihilated. And if all others accepted the lie which the party imposed, if all records told the same tale, then the lie passed into history and became truth. Who controls the past, ran the party's slogan, controls the future. Who controls the present, controls the past. And yet the past, though of its nature alterable, never had been altered. Whatever was true now was true from everlasting to everlasting. It was quite simple. All that was needed was an unending series of victories over your own memory. Reality control, they called it. In Newspeak, doublethink." War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. I've been... Like you, I've been thinking a lot about Orwell's book. When it comes to what has been happening here, this memo that was released, right? By the way, this is from the Brits. This is day of 11. This is the 11th day since the Times of London reported the existence of that secret memo and the minutes of the meeting that laid out the Bush plans for starting a war based on absolute lies. Hundreds of Americans have been killed. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had legs and fingers and eyes and hands blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States. So, why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story here on day 11? Now, somebody might say, well, yeah, my CNN.com, they've got it. LA Times had a little piece. Oh. Okay. But that's not the media reporting it, is it? It's a little item here, a little item there. 89 Democrats, according to CNN.com, 89 Democrats in the U.S. House last week sent Bush a letter asking for explanation of that British memo that said intelligence and facts were fixed to support the war in mid-2002. Nobody has disputed this document's authenticity, Truth Seeker. And a guy named Michael Boyce, who was then Britain's chief of defense, the chief of Britain's defense staff, told the paper that told the Times of London that Britain had not then made a decision to follow the United States to war, but it would have been irresponsible not to prepare for the possibility. This was back on July 23, 2002. Bush's crime family, of course, has not yet responded to queries about the congressional letter, which was released on May 6. The letter, initiated by John Conyers, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, said this British memo, quote, raises troubling new questions regarding the legal justifications for the war, as well as the integrity of your own administration. The letter went on to say, while various individuals have asserted this to be the case before, including Paul O'Neill, former U.S. Treasury Secretary, and Richard Clark, former National Security Council official, they have been previously dismissed by your administration. Now, as CNN reports, who was sitting in on that meeting? In addition to Tony Blair, the Prime Minister, there was the British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw, the British Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon, the British Attorney General Peter Goldsmith, and the Chief of MI6 Richard Dearlove. And there were others. The memo discussed the military options under consideration back here in the States, along with Britain's possible role. It quoted Defense Secretary Hoon as saying the United States had not finalized the timeline, but it would likely begin, quote, 30 days before the U.S. congressional elections, end quote. The memo said, quote, it seemed clear that Bush had made up his mind to take military action, even if the timing had not yet been decided. But the case was thin. Saddam was not threatening his neighbors, and his weapons capability was less than that of Libya, North Korea, or Iran. Britain's Attorney General Peter Goldsmith advised this group that, quote, the desire for regime change in Iraq was not a legal base for military action. And two of three possible legal bases, self-defense and humanitarian intervention, could not be used. It's all over the place in the rest of the world. It's not all over the place here. That was at CNN.com. How much time and energy today did Wolf Blitzer or Judy Woodruff or any anchor or commentator at CNN devote to this story, to this fact, to this truth, that Bush and his thugs decided to manufacture? I mean, here it all is. God, I hate to use the term smoking gun. It is so much a cliche. Here is the impeachable offense. Here it is. Here it is. And what are we doing about it? Huh? What are we doing about it? Absolutely nothing. Now, I want to play for you Bolton, from the Bolton hearing today, which we'll do here in a moment. George Voinovich, Republican, senator from Ohio, who a week, 10 days ago, said he had doubts. And today he said he had doubts. And he said it, I have to say, he said it very eloquently. But then he went ahead and voted for confirmation of this pig, Bolton, as did every Republican on the committee. Every Democrat voted no. So it passes out to the full Senate now. The vote was 10 to 8. 10 Republicans said, yes, we love him. 8 Democrats said, no, we hate him. But the truth is, this was an unprecedented move. They sent it on to the full Senate without a recommendation that he be made ambassador. And my answer to that, I can't say the word on the air or I could lose my job. But it begins with B and it has an S in it. Let's call it BS. That's what these committees are set up to do. They're set up to screen out. You know, what Voinovich said about not being arrogant, wanting his brothers and sisters on the Senate floor to be able to make a decision, is bat squeeze. That's what John Voinovich is supposed to do as a member of this committee. But he said some interesting things. We'll play them for you when we come back. This is Air America.
He lies.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love, but not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now. 800-778-3921, 800-778-3921. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 800-778-3921, 800-778-3921. Not available in all states.
Are you a Democrat? Are you single? Do you have $398 in your pocket? Then you owe it to yourself to join us at DemocraticMatch.com. DemocraticMatch.com has all the features of the conventional dating sites, but unlike the others, you'll never have to worry about being contacted by right-wingers. If you've ever felt uncomfortable about joining an online dating service, rest assured that DemocraticMatch.com boasts the most intelligent, compassionate membership of any single site on the internet. DemocraticMatch.com is just $398 a month. That's 5 to 10 times less than the other dating sites you've heard about. And unlike those sites, we give half of our profits to environmental groups fighting to save our only planet. If you've had difficulty finding forward-thinking individuals for friendship and dating, DemocraticMatch.com is the answer you've been waiting for. Don't hold a crossfire show in your love life. Join DemocraticMatch.com today. That's DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour. Okay, let's do this. Senator George Voinovich, Republican from Ohio. We have three of them here. The first one. Well, let's just let Senator Voinovich speak for himself.
The confirmation of John Bolton would send a contradictory and negative message to the world community about U.S. intentions. I'm afraid that his confirmation will tell the world that we're not dedicated to repairing our relationship or working as a team, but that we believe only someone with sharp elbows can deal properly with the international community. And to those who say a vote against John Bolton is against reform of the UN, I say nonsense. There are many other people who are qualified to go to the United Nations that can get the job done for our country.
Well, I take it from that, Senator, then, that you're going to vote against him, right? Huh? You say the confirmation of John Bolton would send a contradictory and negative message to the world community about U.S. intentions. Why would you want a contradictory and or negative message go out to the world community, Senator, about U.S. intentions? Oh, never mind. Here's Senator Voinovich again.
When discussing all these concerns with Secretary Rice, John Bolton's propensity to get off message, his lack of interpersonal skills, his tendency to abuse others who disagree with him, I was informed by the Secretary of State that she understood all these things and in spite of them still feels that John Bolton is the best choice and that she would be in frequent communication with him and he would be closely supervised.
Oh, my God.
My private thought at the time, and I should have expressed it to her, is why in the world would you want to send somebody up to the UN that has to be supervised?
Well, Senator, he's not going to be supervised. That's what Condoleezza Rice, who is nothing but a forked-tongued liar, has been instructed to say to you. That's just like Gonzalez when he, in his confirmation hearings, he didn't know nothing about torture. It's just like Negroponte. Oh, he's going to be a good guy. It's just like of the devil, Chertoff. Oh, no, never do that. Come on, Senator. Are you as dumb of an ass as you sound? Asking a question like, why in the world would you want to send somebody up to the UN has to be supervised? You know the answer to that, Senator. He's not going to be supervised. That's what Condi told you, to shut you up. Because you're very close to suiciding yourself if you keep this up, right? Huh? Huh, George? Speaking out against Republicans, even to this extent. Well, I guess this means then, Senator, when you're finished with your statement, it comes time for the vote, you'll vote no, right? Because if you vote no, Senator, then it will be a tie vote, 9-9, and Bolton's confirmation ends there. So you're going to do that, right?
It is my opinion that John Bolton is the poster child of what someone in the diplomatic corps should not be.
Really?
That being said, Mr. Chairman, I'm not so arrogant to think that I should impose my judgment and perspective of the U.S. position in the world community on the rest of my colleagues. We owe it to the President to give Mr. Bolton an up or down vote on the floor of the United States Senate. My hope is that on a bipartisan basis, we can send Mr. Bolton's nomination to the floor without recommendation and let the Senate work its will.
Well, then what the hell are you doing sitting there? Why are you on a committee? Do you know what a committee is? Have you looked at the Senate rules, Mr. Voinovich? Have you? Hey, George. Your committee is part of the vetting process to decide whether or not someone is qualified. You just sat here, and in a 32-second, a 31-second, and a 36-second soundbite laid out just absolutely clear case to deep six this thug and find someone else. So surely, Senator Voinovich, you're going to vote against him. Right? Oh, you're not so arrogant to think that you should impose your judgment and perspective on the rest of your colleagues? Really? You bastards do that every day. What are you talking about, you lying chump? Who wrote your statement, Senator Voinovich? You've got a closeted, hidden Democrat on your staff. Do you know that? You couldn't even pronounce the word core. You read it as corpse, diplomatic corpse. You just said it. It is my opinion that John Bolton is the poster child of what someone in the diplomatic corps should not be. You don't even know what the hell you read. Your staff person handed it to you. Said, here, John. The people in Ohio are getting a little edgy, so this will give you some ass cover. But go ahead and vote for him. No, sorry, Voinovich. Your smarmy little statements today, your little self-righteous statements about how bad this thug is that you voted for, doesn't wash with this talk show host, not a bit. You're a coward of the highest order, Voinovich. You're even worse than a typical coward because you try to get it both ways. Thanks, Senator.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
On Tuesday, Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, a Republican, signed a state law that forces a woman to wait 24 hours before receiving an abortion. And she must be told 24 hours before the procedure about the medical risks involved. The bill was dubbed the Woman's Right to Know Act, and Perdue declared women in Georgia now have the right to be made aware of the risks. Think about it. Here are conservatives who believe in a nanny state. In their view, people, that is women, aren't bright enough to make an informed decision on their own. No, they have a right to have their actions limited by state restrictions. Of course, more information is always good, but does Perdue plan to pass legislation that would force other patients to wait before receiving other medical procedures? No, this is about limiting abortion rights, not expanding individual rights. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
A new report in Mother Jones magazine reports that drug companies are using tactics tantamount to bribery to push new drugs into state health programs. They're trying to get state programs to mandate the use of the most expensive new antipsychotic drugs without regard for their effectiveness. Here's how it works. When states are writing guidelines on which antipsychotics to prescribe, drug companies give them money. That's right. They give states cash. While Texas was implementing its guidelines, the state health department got almost $1 million from drug companies. During that time, state Medicaid spending on expensive new antipsychotics jumped by 600%. It doesn't stop there. Drug companies are slithering their money tentacles still further into state health bureaucracies. Companies are paying for state officials' travel, dinners, and other perks. And you better not stand in their way. A Pennsylvania state employee was fired for investigating the practice. To read the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Singing a song, side by side.
You learn a lot when you look at things side by side. So try this. Put New Promise Buttery Spread side by side with the spread you're currently using. You'll love these facts about New Promise. Promise, with heart health essentials like omega-3 and B vitamins, helps maintain a healthy heart when eaten instead of butter or margarine as part of a healthy diet. Plus, there's only 1.5 grams saturated fat per serving, which is 40% less than regular Smart Balance spread. And New Promise has the creamy, buttery taste people love. In fact, it's our healthiest and tastiest buttery spread yet. So if you want to feed your healthy side and your tasty side, get New Promise Buttery Spread. Promise, taking your health to heart. For exciting offers and heart-healthy recipes, go to PromiseHealthyHeart.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Bolton cannot get committee approval. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee declined to endorse John Bolton as United Nations ambassador. Instead, it sent his nomination to the full Senate without any recommendation. The 10-8 vote came after Senator George Voinovich broke with his Republican colleagues and issued a blistering criticism of Bolton. But the Ohio Republican agreed to let the full Senate vote rather than joining the Democrats' attempt to kill the nomination in committee. The other Republicans then fell in behind that move, which does not stop the nomination since the full Senate's controlled by the Republicans, but the Democrats may decide, trying to mount a filibuster to defeat Bolton. The efforts continue to avoid a showdown over the filibuster against George Bush's judicial nominee. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid offered to help confirm some of the nominees who've been blocked, but Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said all nominees, not just selected ones, deserve confirmation votes. The offer came as the Senate Judiciary Committee sent acting U.S. Appeals Court Judge William Pryor's nomination to the full Senate. Democrats had filibustered Pryor and six other nominees during Bush's first term and threatened to block them again. Frist has threatened to disallow future filibusters and force a vote on Pryor and the others. Just a year ago, officials at the Pentagon expected the round of base closings would cut deep, slashing about 20 to 25% of surplus capacity. Today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said the actual number is probably in the 5 to 10% range. He says there are some reasons, the biggest, the anticipated return of 70,000 American soldiers from bases in Europe and Asia. Rumsfeld says the closings and realignment could save almost $49 billion over the next 20 years. The U.S. Army says it's going to stop recruiting for one day later this month. The move is to give commanders time to emphasize proper conduct to recruiters. Officials say the stand down set for May 20th will affect almost all of the Army's 7,500 recruiters. In several instances, recruiters are facing disciplinary action because of how they dealt with potential recruits. One recruiter in Houston said to have threatened to have a would-be recruit arrested if he backed out of his commitment. The demonstrations against the U.S. and Afghanistan grew, spreading to the capital city. More than 200 young men marched in Kabul, burning an American flag, carrying signs reading "Death to America." About 150 high school students rallied as well. Those protests follow rioting yesterday in Jalalabad that resulted in four deaths. These Afghan protesters are upset over the United States treatment of detainees at the U.S. prison camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Power in reserve is potential. Money is power. And access to money is critical to realizing potential. Right now at HSBC, money is cheap. 0.9% cheap. 0.9% introductory rate on loans or revolving lines of credit. To the small business person, this is a source of power. Open a free business checking account with Business Smart from HSBC, and the power will be yours. The power of a 24/7 service line, free online bill pay, and a 0.9% introductory rate on loans and revolving lines of credit. Call 877-HSBC-BIZ or stop by your local HSBC branch for more information. Hear that? That's power. That's Business Smart from HSBC. HSBC, the world's local bank. HSBC Bank USA, National Association, member FDIC. Intro rate good for 6 months. Other restrictions apply, subject to credit approval.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. that, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
If you've ever wanted to talk to Bobby Kennedy or Mike Papantonio, now's your chance. Next week, Mike and Bobby will be taking your phone calls on Ring of Fire. Go to ringoffireradio.com now to find out how to jump to the front of the line and be one of the first to participate in our new call-in show. Or if you're by phone now, call 1-800-866-389-FIRE. That's 1-800-866-389-3473. Just go to ringoffireradio.com for all the details. And thanks for listening to Ring of Fire on Air America Radio Network.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. I got an email last night. We were talking about the what Tom Ridge had to say, that it was all a BS. He had to couch his terms, but you and I knew it was BS. But Ridge had to say all those color-coded alerts, all those elevated alerts, was something that was put out there for public consumption, and none of it had any basis in truth. Like so much about the, like everything about the Bush administration, it was just a damn lie. The folks at TVNewsLies.org, TVNewsLies.org, sent me an email, and they said they sent me something that they had posted some time ago. They write. On 4 separate occasions during 2003, Americans were notified by their government that the color of the day had changed. Only this wasn't summer camp, and no one was playing games. On each of these days, the nation was being warned that our lives were being threatened more seriously than the day before. The codified threat alert had changed from yellow to orange. There's nothing we could do. There's nowhere we could go. It was only a change of color, but it did the trick. Americans everywhere were being introduced to the color of fear. Think of it. In these times of heightened alertness and concerns about terrorism, we were handed a really effective color code to guide us. Well, maybe not totally effective, since not a square inch of the country is ever at green or blue. Actually, the best we can hope for on an ordinary day is yellow. We know they're around somewhere. And being resilient and stoic Americans, we've learned to live with it. But for the stage managers in Washington, that just won't do. A change from yellow to orange is unnerving. Karl Rove knows that. But a change from orange back to yellow brings a sense of relief to a worried nation. Karl Rove knows that, too. He knows gratitude and relief are subliminal, as Bush would say, partners. Thank you, George Bush, he would have us say, for saving us from those who would harm us. You've taken away the orange, and we are no longer afraid. Now, TVNewsLies.org published that, last year, wasn't it? So, yeah, they knew, you knew, I knew, we knew it was lies. And now Tom Ridge comes out and says it was lies. Don't you just want to smash something? Howard Dean said this. This is from the website mydd.com, mydd.com. This was during the campaign. No. In 2004. Yes, it was, I believe. Howard Dean said, I'm concerned that every time something happens that is not good for President Bush, he plays this trump card, which is terrorism. His whole campaign is based on that notion that I can keep you safe. Stick with me. And then out comes Tom Ridge. And as MyDD.com added, our illustrious Senator Lieberman, of course, defended the Bush administration. Meanwhile, former Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean suggested a political motivation for the terror alert, an allegation denounced as outrageous by Senator Lieberman. Lieberman said, I don't think anybody who has any fairness or is in their right mind would think the president or the secretary of Homeland Security would raise an alert level and scare people for political reasons, Lieberman said. That's outrageous. You know, Joe Lieberman has got to be just an absolute jackass, isn't he, huh? Lieberman, why don't you leave the Democratic Party? I mean, you and Bush were mouth kissing after the state. Was the State of the Union? Got a nice tongue kiss from Georgie. Wasn't that something to see? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but Lieberman's an Orthodox Jew. You're not, queer mouth sucking like that is not allowed, right? Huh? If you're an Orthodox Jew, see, Barney Frank is Jewish, but he's not Orthodox, so it's okay, right? Lieberman. I don't think anybody who has any fairness or is in their right mind would think the president or the Secretary of Homeland Security would raise an alert level and scare people for political reasons. Well, you know, I just wonder, did the reporter from USA Today that conducted the interview with Ridge and published the story, front page of USA Today yesterday, did that reporter happened to track down Senator Lieberman and say, well, Joe, guess what? Guess what, you diphthong? Ridge has come out and said that's exactly what happened. Remember years ago we showed how in five easy steps the Bush administration used fear to control the news media and therefore the population. Remember that? I think it's still at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Do we still have that? We have it somewhere? I think White Rose still has it. Lieberman. I don't think anybody who is in their right mind would think the president or secretary of Homeland Security. Okay. You know, this is the Joseph Goebbels thing. Or was it Goring? No, I guess it was Goring. Right before he committed suicide. During the Nuremberg trials. Goring made the statement, and don't send it to me. I've got it here someplace. Every time I say something like this, I get about nine people send me the quote, and I really don't need it. But it was a statement that Goring made that it's very easy to manipulate a population. You do it by fear. It doesn't make any difference if it's a democracy or a dictatorship or a communist state or parliamentary. It makes no difference. You just manufacture the fear, the threat. And you keep telling the people that the only thing that will save them from the threat is the government. These people are more Nazi-like than the Nazis were. They really are. They just haven't gotten to the mass murder in this country yet. They're doing the mass murder, but not in this country. They haven't targeted, the government hasn't, not openly, the way the Nazis did, targeted the Jews and the homosexuals and the Roma, or as we used to say, the gypsies, or the mentally deranged or the physically handicapped, you know, the Nazis with their master race. Although the Christo-fascist wing of the Bush crime family has been beating the drum against homosexuals for how long now? And that attack against gay folk, against queers, is building and building and building. If I were a gay man, I think I would walk around just so completely armed right now. You know what I'm saying? What a way to think. Simple Scotty. Now, that's what we're going to do next. Just a little bit of Simple Scotty McClellan from today. Molly Ivins at Working for Change In the May 11th column, they lied to us. Memo proves the leadership knew Saddam was not a threat. Molly is a little bit upset. Huh? A little bit upset. She says the same thing. Dare I call it? Dare I use the cliche, smoking gun? It's out there. The proof is out there. The whole thing is right there. Does anybody, you know, I'm not going to scream tonight. I you know, I did my screaming the other night. But does anybody, I know you care and I care, but you and I don't care enough to start a march on Washington. You know, what's my excuse? Well, I've got to be at work. I've got a 9-month-old and, you know, I can't just take time off, right? That's my excuse. What's yours? I'm sure yours is just as good as mine. But you and I have a real heavy burden to bear right now, don't we? We know that these sons of bitches conspired with the government of the UK, with Tony Blair's government, to take both nations and anybody else, the coalition of the willing, remember that, into a murderous war, the consequences of which are going to be felt for decades, if not generations. And at some point tonight, I'm going to get to that. That's the depleted uranium thing. But anyway, here we are doing radio tonight, right? While we have an illegal, murderous, treasonous regime in power in the United States of America.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hank Montenegro of Morganville, New Jersey wrote, "Dear Mr. Oreck, ever since we purchased your 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum, my wife has been in heaven. Recently, she panicked, believing she'd broken the vacuum. I contacted your customer service department, and after a few questions, I was sent a replacement part at no charge. The machine is as good as new. Try my 8-pound Oreck XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered. Administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone. We guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Guess who's ranked number one these days? Lincoln Mercury Dealers, that's who.
According to J.D. Power & Associates, Lincoln is the number one nameplate in customer satisfaction with dealer service. And when you bring your vehicle to your Tri-State Lincoln Mercury dealer's for service, you'll see why we've impressed so many people. Stop in for award-recognized service and great value, especially right now. Get the works. For just $34.95 or less, you'll get a Motorcraft oil and filter change up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, expert vehicle inspection, fluid top-off, and more. Just $34.95. Expert service at low prices. Now that's real value. Come in and compare us to anyone, anywhere. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. That's the genuine challenge. Visit your participating Tri-State Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Taxes, disposal fees, and diesel vehicles extra. See participating dealership for service hours and details through 52905. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 21 past the hour. All right, I want to do some simple Scotty McClellan today. This is from the briefing today about Bike Gate. Now, remember yesterday when Washington, D.C. was under assault, code red alert, terrorist attack. Where was the leader of the free world? Off pedaling his ass around on his bicycle, and nobody told him about it. And when it came out in the media, nobody told, you know, his wife is about to be turned into a stain. Well, after all, this is a real attack, right? Huh? Had it been a real attack, Laura Pickles Bush and Nancy Reagan, of course, would have been just, well, if the enemy would have had one of our famous bunker buster bombs, because they took the two first ladies down into some hole underneath the White House. And so Bush, and they took the android, they took Cheney, spirited him off somewhere, gave him a bottle of Jack Daniels and said, relax, relax. But Bush, they just let him ride around on his bicycle. So everybody wants to know now. America's inquiring reporters. Boy, these guys are great, aren't they? This crack White House press corps. They're not asking Scotty questions about the Blair memo, huh? Until they get a straight answer, which would be never. But they want to know about the bicycle event. So, okay, let us indulge the crack White House press corps. Reporter begins. Scott, yesterday the White House was on red alert, was evacuated. First Lady Nancy Reagan were taken to a secure location. The Vice President was evacuated from the grounds. The Capitol building was evacuated. The continuity of government plan was initiated. And yet, the President wasn't told of yesterday's events until after he finished his bike ride, about 36 minutes after the all clear had been sent. Is he satisfied, Scott, with the fact that he wasn't notified about this?
The President was never considered to be in danger because he was at an off-site location.
Not the question!
The President has a tremendous amount of trust in his Secret Service detail. The Secret Service detail that was traveling with the President was being kept apprised of the situation as it was developing.
That's not the question. Oh, you scum sucker. That's not the question. That's not the question. They didn't ask you. They didn't ask you, McClellan, if Bush thought he was in danger. So, anyway, just because Bush was off site means no one thought it was important to tell him that Washington, D.C. was, well, not Washington, D.C., but all the federal buildings in Washington, D.C., including where his old lady was, were being evacuated due to a possible attack. So you don't tell him that because he's off site. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Different reporter says, well, Scott, isn't there a bit of an appearance problem here? Notwithstanding, the President's safety was not in question. The protocols were followed, and today, looking at it, he was enjoying a bike ride. And that recreation time was not considered expendable to inform him of all this? Might there be something wrong with protocols, Scott, that render the President unnecessary when the alarm is going off at his house?
I think, again, you have to look at the circumstances surrounding the situation, and it depends on the situation and the circumstance. But the Secret Service detail that was with the president was being kept apprised throughout while the situation was developing. So, again, you have to take into account the circumstances. You have to take into account where the president is. The president was never considered to be in danger. The protocols that we put in place after September 11th, I think, worked.
Okay, good. The president was never considered to be in danger. Scott, that was not the question, you half-witted jerk. What does he say? I think, again, you have to look at the circumstances surrounding the situation, and it depends on the situation and the circumstances. So evacuating all the federal buildings, relocating your own wife in a hole in the ground, sending the vice president scurrying around like a rabbit with his ass on fire, that isn't enough, apparently? That situation, circumstance isn't enough to... Oh. Okay. I'm riding my bike, Hi! Hello, everybody, I'm riding my bike. Why is everybody looking funny? Why, is something... Why, is something going on? No? Okay, can I have a drink of water? Still on the bike thing, another reporter says... But Scott, has the president even indicated that even if everything was followed, that he would prefer to be notified? that, you know, that his choice might be, tell the commander-in-chief? Wouldn't he prefer to be informed? And Scott, people are wondering, was this not a moment for the president to exercise some, you know, leadership? Some guidance during that period of time? Was this not a missed opportunity, Scott, for the president to speak out and at least clarify that he was informed, that he knew what was taking place?
And did lead, and the president did that after September 11th when we put the protocols in place to make sure that situations like this were addressed before it was too late. And that was the case in, this situation. This was an instance where presidential authority was not required because we had put these protocols in place after September 11th.
Quack! I'm Scott McClellan. I'm a duck. I'm insane. Quack! You know, the important decisions and stuff like that are left up to Cheney. You know, quack! The president wasn't in any danger. Quack! Quack!
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest-only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is 800-656-8750. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
The notion of a 40-hour work week is several hours short of reality. Working long hours is a given when you run your own business. And since it's tough to be away from your business during the day, we offer special gold key hours, early morning hours from 7 to 10 when we're open exclusively for business members. We know that time and money are important to you. Helping you make the most of both is why we're here. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
This is a very sad day for 100,000 workers who are wondering what their future will hold.
Association of Flight Attendants spokesperson Sarah Nelson de la Cruz reacting to the decision by a bankruptcy court to let United Airlines end its workers' pensions. Two-thirds of flight attendants will have their modest pension benefits cut in half, while United CEO Glenn Tilton keeps his $4.5 million pension with no cuts at all. De la Cruz says this issue goes far beyond United Airlines threatening every worker in America covered by a pension.
You have to wonder if the White House has a larger plan to overburden the PBGC and trigger collapse of the pension benefit guarantee system for millions of American workers.
De la Cruz says the flight attendants union has authorized a strike in defense of its members' pensions, and 26 other flight attendant unions have vowed to strike with them.
We're prepared to strike to save our airline and to rid it of these greedy executives.
For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
Gentlemen, start your engines. InstantTaps.com is pleased to present an advanced product for men living with performance frustration. A revolutionary new process is now available to modernize the speed and ease of taking Viagra. Formulated by a pharmacist using crushed Viagra tablets, it's so fast and easy. Place a pleasant-tasting tablet under your tongue, and within 15 to 20 minutes, you will have results. With InstantTaps, you can enjoy a more spontaneous love life. Best of all, no doctor's visit is required. Simply call 1-800-640-7032 or go online to InstantTaps.com and get your prescription filled by a licensed physician. Private, confidential, and sent right to your door. InstantTaps.com for a more spontaneous and enjoyable love life. Get yours right now and start enjoying the pleasures of life. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. You won't regret it, and your partner will thank you. Ask about Cialis and Levitra. InstantTaps.com, 1-800-640-7032 or online at InstantTaps.com. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. Order now.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Jerry Springer.
We always have to protect the personal rights of our citizens. That is not being soft. That is not being wimpy. That is being an American, and we cannot forget that. We cannot give up our personal freedoms. It is America.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. All right, the last simple Scotty McClellan from the briefing today. Still answering questions on Bikegate. Finally, one reporter here gets to the bigger issue implied in Bikegate, that Bush just has no clue what's going on in the White House. Now think about this. There's no point getting him up all upset over nothing, just another possible attack. his wife dumped in a hole to so that she doesn't be turned into red mist. The vice president, such as he is, scooted away someplace. Yeah, no big deal. Reporter says, Scott, may I just maybe take a slight step back, aside from the particulars of what happened yesterday and when? Maybe the larger issue has to do with whether this president is sufficiently at the levers of power on his job during the day or the night. When we think of the event at the American Society of Newspaper Editors meeting when the president said he didn't know about the issue of possibly requiring passports of all Americans who are returning from Canada or Mexico until he read it in the papers, I think that's the larger question we're trying to get at here.
I think that's unfounded. Absolutely, the president is. I disagree with your characterization completely, and I think the American people reject that as well.
Oh, yeah?
And the president was informed immediately upon the conclusion of the bike ride as well about what occurred. But by that point, it was well in hand.
Oh, okay. I reject your characterization completely. It didn't happen. I use the name Scott McClellan, but my real name is Winston Smith, and none of this happened. What the hell are you people talking about, huh? Where's my boy? Huh? Where's my boy? I don't see him out there. Where's me love you long time, Gannon? Where's Jeffrey? Anybody seen Jeffrey? Jeffrey! God, I miss his softballs. You know, the questions that were just easy to handle. You guys are too aggressive here. You really are. President on his bicycle. In addition to the lies and deceptions and criminal acts the Bush crime family is committing against Americans, there's also the issue of the use of depleted uranium. A crime against humanity that this Bush crime family is committing. I got an email from John in Los Angeles, and he had come across an article at truthout.org. It was posted yesterday, truthout.org. Titled, The Horror of USA's Depleted Uranium in Iraq Threatens World. And I get the impression from John's email that this is the first time that he's been made aware of depleted uranium. If that's the case, John, no offense intended here. But you have to understand something. We have been using depleted uranium as an instrument of war since the first Gulf War. In, when was that? 1991. Now, I'm not sure. Maybe before that. But the Bush one used it. Clinton used it in his attack on Serbia, the NATO attack on Serbia. And we now are using it in Iraq for the second time. So if you're not aware of that, Paul, just do a Google on depleted uranium. You will probably get 150,000 hits. But thank you for sending this to me because I missed this. Now, this is the tutorial. As much of this as you want to listen to it. The rest of it, if you want to take a break, I understand. American use of depleted uranium is a crime against humanity, which may, in the eyes of historians, rank with the worst atrocities of all time. U.S. Iraq military vets are on depleted uranium death row. Waiting to die. That's a quote. Here's some more of it. I'm horrified. The people out there, the Iraqis, the media, and the troops, risk the most appalling ill health. And the radiation from depleted uranium can travel literally anywhere. It's going to destroy the lives of thousands of children all over the world. We all know how far radiation can travel. Radiation from Chernobyl reached Wales, and in Britain you sometimes get red dust from the Sahara on your car. End quote. The speaker here is not some alarmist doomsayer. He is Dr. Chris Busby, the British radiation expert, fellow of the University of Liverpool in the Faculty of Medicine, and United Kingdom representative on the European Committee on Radiation Risk, talking about the best-kept secret of this war. The fact that by illegally using hundreds of tons of depleted uranium against Iraq, Britain and America have gravely endangered not only the Iraqis, but the whole world. For these weapons have released deadly, carcinogenic, and mutagenic radioactive particles in such abundance that, whipped up by sandstorms and carried on trade winds, there is no corner of the globe they cannot penetrate, including Britain. For the wind has no boundaries, and time is on their side. The radioactivity persists for over 4.5 billion years and can cause cancer, leukemia, brain damage, kidney failure, and extreme birth defects, killing millions of every age for centuries to come. A crime against humanity which may, in the eyes of historians, rank with the worst atrocities of all time. These weapons have released deadly, carcinogenic, and mutagenic radioactive particles in such abundance that there is no corner of the globe that they cannot penetrate. Yet officially, no crime has been committed. For this story is a dirty story in which the facts have been concealed from those who needed them most. It is also a story we need to know if the people of Iraq are to get the medical care they desperately need, and if our troops returning from Iraq are not to suffer as terribly as the veterans of other conflicts in which depleted uranium was used. Depleted uranium is in many ways a misnomer. Depleted makes it sound weak. The only weak thing about depleted uranium is its price. It's dirt cheap. Toxic waste from nuclear power plants and bomb production. However, uranium is one of the Earth's heaviest elements, and depleted uranium packs a punch, smashing through tanks, buildings, and bunkers with equal ease, spontaneously catching fire as it does so, and burning people alive. Crispy critters is what U.S. servicemen call those unfortunate enough to be close. And when writer John Pilger encountered children killed at a greater distance, he wrote, quote, "The children's skin had folded back like parchment, revealing veins and burnt flesh that seeped blood, while the eyes, intact, stared straight ahead. I vomited." End quote. The millions of radioactive uranium oxide particles released when it burns can kill just as surely, but far more terribly. They can even be so tiny they pass through a gas mask, making protection against them impossible. Yet, small is not beautiful, for these invisible killers indiscriminately attack men, women, and children, and even babies in the womb, and do the gravest harm of all to children and unborn babies. Doctors in Iraq have estimated that birth defects have increased by 2 to 6 times. And 3 to 12 times as many children have developed cancer and leukemia since 1991. Moreover, a report published in The Lancet in 1998 said that as many as 500 children a day are dying from these sequels to war and sanctions, and that the death rate for Iraqi children under 5 years of age increased from 23 per thousand in 1989 to 166 per thousand in 1993. Overall, cases of lymphoblastic leukemia more than quadrupled, with other cancers also increasing at an alarming rate. In men, lung, bladder, bronchus, skin, and stomach cancer show the highest increase. In women, the highest increases were in breast, bladder, and non-Hodgkin lymphoma. On hearing that depleted uranium had been used in the Gulf in 1991, the UK Atomic Energy Authority sent the Ministry of Defense a special report on the potential damage to health and the environment. It said that it could cause 500,000 addition cancer deaths in Iraq over 10 years. In that war, the authorities only admitted to using 320 tons of DU, although the Dutch charity LAKA estimates the true figure is closer to 800 tons of DU. Many times that may have been spread across Iraq by this year's war. The devastating damage all this depleted uranium will do to the health and fertility of the people of Iraq, now and for generations to come, is beyond imagining. The radioactivity persists for over 4.5 billion years, killing millions of every age for centuries to come. This is a crime against humanity. Doctors report that many women no longer say, many pregnant women in Iraq, no longer say when their child is born, is it a girl or a boy, but simply, is it normal, doctor? Moreover, this terrible legacy will not end. The genes of their parents may have been damaged forever, and the damaging, depleted uranium dust is ever present. More on this when we come back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love. But not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That only 2 Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
Planet Check.
A toothbrush made from yogurt cups.
We grind up things like recycled Stonyfield Farm yogurt cups and turn them into a material that we can make our preserved toothbrush handles out of.
That's Eric Hudson, president of Recycling Incorporated.
We are an environment-friendly consumer products company that turns previously used plastics into new products.
Hudson sees the green light.
Choosing to use recycled plastic versus using virgin plastic saves both our Earth resources and also causes far less pollution than producing virgin plastic.
In addition to their toothbrushes and razors, they're also coming out with a line of preserved plateware.
At Recycline, we're seeking to reduce our ecological footprint.
Find preserved plastics at
recycline.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Insurance, an auto insurance company that saves green for your wallet and the environment. Save some green and get your quote today at insurance.com.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERM and find out about their affordable term life insurance. Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERM. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down. Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
Every week, thousands of travel deals compete to earn a spot in the TravelZoo Top 20, the nation's top travel deal newsletter. But only the most outstanding world-class deals have everything it takes. A top 20 deal has to come from a reputable travel company with hassle-free booking. It's got to have extraordinary value. It's got to be so irresistibly enticing it makes your mouth water. A top 20 deal has to have all these things to pass TravelZoo's demanding standards. Find out what separates them from the pack by getting your free subscription to TravelZoo's Top 20 email newsletter, highlighting airfare, cruises, vacation packages, and more. Find out what makes these deals the best of the best. The competition is fierce, but in the end, the real winner is you. Go to TravelZoo's website for your free subscription to the Top 20 newsletter. That's www.travelzoo.com. TravelZoo.com.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
All right, depleted uranium, continuing. What the governments of America and Britain have done to the people of Iraq, they have also done to their own soldiers in both wars, and they have done it knowingly. For the battlefields have been thick with depleted uranium, and soldiers have had to enter areas heavily contaminated by bombing. Moreover, their bodies have not only been assaulted by depleted uranium, but also by a vaccination regime which violated normal protocols, experimental vaccines, nerve agent pills, and organophosphate pesticides in their tents. And yet, though the hazards of depleted uranium were known, British and American troops were not warned of its dangers, nor were they given thorough medical checks on the return, even though identifying it quickly might have made it possible to remove some of it from their body. Then, when a growing number became seriously ill and should have been sent to top experts in radiation damage and neurotoxins, many were sent to psychiatrists. Over 200,000 U.S. troops who returned from the 1991 war are now invalided with ailments officially attributed to service in Iraq. That's one in three. In contrast, the British government's failure to fully assess the health of returning troops or to monitor their health means no one even knows how many have died or become gravely ill since their return. However, Gulf Veterans Association say that 40,000 or so fighting fit men and women who saw active service, at least 600 have died prematurely since coming home, and 5,000 may be ill. An alarming number are thought to have taken their own lives, unable to bear the torment of the innumerable ailments which have combined to take away their career, their sexuality, their ability to have normal children, and even their ability to breathe or walk normally. As one veteran puts it, they are on depleted uranium death row waiting to die. Whatever other factors there may be, some of their illnesses are strikingly similar to those of Iraqis exposed to DU dust. For example, soldiers have also fathered children without eyes. And in a group of eight servicemen whose babies lack eyes, seven are known to have been directly exposed to depleted uranium dust. These soldiers, too, have fathered children with stunted arms and rare abnormalities classically associated with radiation damage. They, too, seem prone to cancer and leukemia. Tellingly, so are European Union soldiers who served as peacekeepers in the Balkans, where DU was also used. Indeed, their leukemia rate has been so high that several European Union governments have protested the use of depleted uranium. That the evidence from Iraq and from our troops and the research findings of such experts have been ignored may be no accident. A U.S. report leaked in late 1995 says, quote, "The potential for health effects from depleted uranium exposure is real. However, it must be viewed in perspective. The financial implications of long-term disability payments and health care costs would be excessive." The possibility that financial considerations have led the governments of Britain and America to cynically avoid taking responsibility for the harm they have done not only to the people of Iraq, but to their own troops may seem outlandish. Yet, depleted uranium weapons weren't used by the other side, and no other explanation fits the evidence. For in the days before Britain and America first used depleted uranium in war, its hazards were no secret. One American study in 1990 said depleted uranium was linked to cancer when exposures are internal and to chemical toxicity causing kidney damage, while another one openly warned that exposure to these particles under battlefield conditions could lead to cancers of the lung and bone, kidney damage, lung disease, neurocognitive disorders, chromosomal damage, and birth defects. The Royal Society has suggested the solution is massive decontamination in Iraq. That could only scratch the surface, for decontamination is hugely expensive, and though it may reduce the risk in some of the worst areas, it cannot fully remove them. For depleted uranium is too widespread on land and water. How do you clean up every nook and cranny in a city the size of Baghdad? How can they decontaminate a whole country in which microscopic particles, which cannot be detected with a normal Geiger counter, are spread from border to border? And how can they clean up all the countries downwind of Iraq, and indeed the world? So there are two things, only two things, we can do to mitigate this crime against humanity. The first is to provide the best possible medical care for the people of Iraq, for our returning troops, and for those who served in the last Gulf War, and through that minimize their suffering. The second is to relegate war and the production and sale of weapons to the scrap heap of history, along with slavery and genocide. Then and only then will this crime against humanity be expunged, and the tragic deaths from this war truly bring freedom to the people of Iraq and to the world. Now, what I just quoted from you is highly edited from the article that's at truthout.org. And again, if you are not familiar with depleted uranium, you need to become familiar with it. It is a substance that we are using in the manufacture of shells that are used in tanks, in bullet casings, in all sorts of weaponry. It is being used now. It is highly toxic, but it's another way, you see, for the nuclear industry to get rid of this stuff, so they think. Gulf War syndrome that so many of our veterans came back with from the first Gulf War has been directly linked to depleted uranium, even though the military refuses to acknowledge it, even though, for the most part, the health establishment in this country refuses to acknowledge it. Let me tell you something, True Seeker. We are doing something here that will that borders, if not exceeds, what was done to the Jews during World War II in Poland and Germany. Do you understand that? This is the Holocaust squared. This is the Holocaust cubed. This is the Holocaust to the fourth power, perhaps. Huh? Think about that. We are talking about millions upon millions of death over generations caused by what we're doing. Now, I know a lot of you have to leave the program tonight. Right now, you bail out at midnight. Think about this as you drift off to sleep tonight, huh? This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Wanted.
Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film. Dialogue editor. Music recordist. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers. Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro. Ableton Live. Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind. Advanced digital audio training. An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Okay, you want to find a better car insurance rate, so you curl up with a good phone book.
And soon you realize this could take a lifetime. It's time to think easier. Think Progressive. With one call to Progressive, you'll get our direct rate and the rates of our top competitors. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and get all the information you need with just one phone call.
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Maker Village, Ohio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says U.S. military installations need a major overhaul. In an address at the Pentagon, he said current arrangements are, his words, pretty much designed for the Cold War and need to be updated to deal with the nation's current needs and priorities.
This department has undertaken several initiatives to address our new circumstance, including, as you know, we've been changing the U.S. global posture, forging new partnerships to fight extremism, transforming U.S. military to a more agile joint expeditionary force, and reforming the way the department does its business.
Rumsfeld says many factors were taken into consideration when the Pentagon was deciding which bases will be closed, such as the economic impact the bases have on surrounding areas. The first Muslim woman and first Iranian to win a Nobel Peace Prize criticized the Bush administration's foreign policy in a speech to Vanderbilt University's senior class. Shirin Ebadi served as a judge in Iran from 1975 until the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Speaking through an interpreter, she said that since September 11th, it's become nearly impossible for foreign students to study fields like information technology and nuclear and genetic engineering in the U.S. and in Western Europe. She blames this on widespread racial profiling.
The wrongs that are committed by people are done by themselves, not by their religion or national origin. Therefore, the crimes committed by a few on September 11, 2001 should not be an excuse to deny science and knowledge to students from Muslim countries.
One of the two pilots whose fighter aircraft intercepted the small plane that came within 3 miles of the White House Wednesday says he believes a shoot-down order was close to being issued. Lieutenant Colonel Tim Lehman with the D.C. Air National Guard says he was prepared to shoot down the Cessna aircraft if he was ordered to do so. There are no reported injuries in Thursday's wall collapse along a New York City highway. Reporter Glenn Schock has details.
Officials say an engineer was here inspecting this retaining wall just 5 hours before a 100-foot section came crashing down on the Henry Hudson. Tons of dirt, stone, and debris covering the entire highway. Mayor Bloomberg rushing to the scene to see 100 responders at the scene already ahead of him.
Number one, does not look like anybody was injured. Number two, the wall looks stable and the engineers are here studying it.
Fire Commissioner Nick Scapetta says the debris will be carefully removed as the wall is secured.
We're just going to wait now for the engineers to make an assessment and see when we can do a final search. But it looks as though there are no injuries.
And both officials and residents say that in itself is a miracle. Glenn Schuck on the Henry Hudson Parkway in New York.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
What's happening, everybody? Now listen. Imagine being the daughter of one of the most acclaimed soul singers ever. Imagine having a voice that's clearly a gift from the heavens. Imagine having beauty, class, and a spiritual consciousness that affects everyone you come in contact with. And imagine me having that person on my show. Well, it's gonna happen, baby. Join me this week as I welcome Miss Layla Hathaway to the Kyle Jason Show this Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. If you're just tuning in, we're going to take some phone calls now. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Do join us if you are so inclined. Rich is calling from New Jersey. Rich, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
No problem. Orwell must be rolling in his grave right now.
Spinning, yeah.
A couple days ago, obviously, the attachment to the appropriations bill over the $86 billion that effectively puts a de facto national ID card in effect. And today I was reading the Orlando International Airport is now doing iris scanning for 90 days. And after that test, it'll be implemented all across the country. I mean, basically, we're getting a Big Brother coming down on us. What do we have to do about it? Well, we can't stop it, and our rights are slowly being taken away from us. What's going on?
The implementation of a weird kind of blend of fascism and statism and corporatism, a hybrid put together by the Project for the New American Century, the neoconservatives, and the Bush crime family, and how to resist it? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I can't say what I'd like to say because that would be inciting sedition or some such nonsense. But I don't know. I don't know. That's why we have this program every night, trying to figure it out.
I mean, if we're gonna have a national database where the DMV and Social Security, your biometrics. Everything becomes the de facto identification that is asked for that can have RFID chips implanted on them. So, you know, it becomes Minority Report. And, this is not something that you know, us tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists are doing. This is real. You know, I mean, it was passed in the Senate 100-0 over this de facto, you know.
I know, 100-0.
I mean, no one's going to vote against giving troops in Iraq armor, but of course they add on this, you know, ridiculous thing at the last second. It's like signing the Patriot Act in the middle of the night.
And do you remember the lies, among the scores of lies that this criminal, corrupt administration told the American public about the Iraq war? Among the lies was, oh, not to worry, the Iraqi oil will pay for the war. We have now spent $300 billion. Now, this $81 billion that they were demanding yesterday, I just wish that some liberal Democratic senator, I guess there are a handful, I guess one or two or three, just as a little protest vote, would have said, no, I'm voting against this, not because I don't support the troops, I got to support the troops, but because I think the national ID card amendment to the troop funding bill just furthers neo-fascism in this country. But, you know, you got to support the troops. The way to support the troops is to bring them home tonight, immediately. Don't worry about the gear, the equipment. Leave it. It's all contaminated with depleted uranium anyway. Bring.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love, but not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states. Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Early reports from this gathering for Tom DeLay, you know, the $250 a plate. See, I want to say it, and I know Jason will just cut me off. So, this meeting that they had tonight over roast beast or whatever they had to eat, one of the statements DeLay made was that Democrats have no class. Democrats have no class. Okay, and Republicans have no morals or ethics. Or honesty or decency. Oh, God. I hope you can find some sound tomorrow, Kathy, from what went down at that circle event. Ha-ha! In D.C., 900 people showed up, huh? Okay. All right. Back to your phone calls here. Thomas is calling from Texas. Thomas, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Mike. First-time caller.
Welcome aboard.
Love your music.
Well, you love the music. What about the program?
I love the program, too, but
okay.
Everything you play, I've had the albums for it sometimes.
I hear you. No, Kathy does just one hell of a job, and we have a guy in Arkansas, our buddy Jim in Arkansas, who is the numero uno music provider for this program. And of course, Jason helps us with a lot, too, from Air America Radio. So between those two guys, and Kathy has an ear for some of the stuff. I realize I'm going on and on here, but I just want folks to know that it's a 2-3-person effort. The most labor has come from Jim in Arkansas, who's sent a lot, and then Jason and Kathy. So thanks for the compliment on the music, though. We appreciate it.
Okay, well, I got you 5 times on the Internet here in the last month. First, the biggest would be the Chicago Sun-Times, which mentioned the show starting there in Chicago.
Right.
As far as the Air America Radio.
Yeah, which I'm not going to be on.
But they remembered you, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. I think on the weekend they're going to do, like, maybe a best of Malloy or something on this station in Chicago. All right.
Okay. But they did mention your previous career out there at WLS.
Yeah.
Let's see. Truthout.org. You got a nice thank you for helping Andy Stevenson.
Yeah, but that was Will Pitt who wrote that, and I don't know, does that count? Because, you know, he's kind of a friend.
Well, it did end up at the Boston Independent Media Center.
Oh, it did?
So they cited it.
Okay, all right.
The Billboard Monitor, y'all already mentioned, is basically the same thing that Times had.
Yeah.
And Op-Ed News is using you for saying something nice about him as one of their promos.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what. You know, Kathy's kind of nodding her head through the glass here, so you send me your mailing address.
I've got 3 emails to her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you sent the information.
One of them does have my address on it.
All right, super.
And also I wanted to say something about taking the country back.
Yeah, do that. Say it.
Well, I think y'all need to get the independents and the apathetics. Okay? And I think the best way to do that almost, if y'all could get like some popular culture people to say something provocative enough that the media might actually pick it up.
Yeah.
Then we might be able to get the word out to some of the apathetics. These are people that don't care nothing about anybody unless it's Britney Spears or
or Michael Jackson, yeah.
But if you get them on there to say something that the regular media will reprint, then we hear something. But I think Air America is one of the greatest things to get this message out.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Just everybody at this network, truly, and again, I never speak for anybody at this network but me, but my sense tells me, my instincts, I should say, tell me, everybody at this network would love to have some kind of cooperation from mainstream media in getting, as you say, in getting the message out. But I tell you what, not only do we get slammed by so-called mainstream media, we get slammed by left-wing media. And it's a mind destroyer working for this network and realizing, not working for the network, this is a lot of fun, it's great, but I mean working for the network and watching how the left press, I'm not talking about internet stuff, I'm not talking about the blogs or a lot of internet sites that give us an awful lot of attention and we're deeply grateful for it, but I'm talking about mainstream media from the left. How, when we are mentioned, it's always kind of snide or condescending or kind of patronizing. Like, okay, they only got two people on that network who's ever had any radio experience. Okay, so, you know, you got this Malloy at night who just screams. You got Al Franken who's just becoming a right winger. So, you know, who cares? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
It's hard, but I'll tell you what, we're going to keep slugging. You know, our model is the great Rush Limbaugh. We just want to be like him, okay?
Yeah, give it back to Susan. I can give her my address if she hasn't found the email.
No, you got to email it to me. Send it to me, and I'll give it to Kathy, okay?
Okay, well, Kathy might already have it, but I'll drop another one to her.
Thanks, Thomas. You have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America.
At home saying, what could I do? Remember the unity starts with you.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. Is democracy dead? Only time's gonna tell.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A new report in Mother Jones magazine reports that drug companies are using tactics tantamount to bribery to push new drugs into state health programs. They're trying to get state programs to mandate the use of the most expensive new antipsychotic drugs without regard for their effectiveness. Here's how it works. When states are writing guidelines on which antipsychotics to prescribe, drug companies give them money. That's right, they give states cash. While Texas was implementing its guidelines, the state health department got almost $1 million from drug companies. During that time, state Medicaid spending on expensive new antipsychotics jumped by 600%. It doesn't stop there. Drug companies are slithering their money tentacles still further into state health bureaucracies. Companies are paying for state officials' travel, dinners, and other perks. And you better not stand in their way. A Pennsylvania state employee was fired after he investigated the practice. To read the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of the Skin Zinc system at 1-800-507-5904. That's 1-800-507-5904. Eliminate itching, flaking, and scaling. Call 1-800-507-5904. Restore your skin to a clearer, healthier state. 1-800-507-5904.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the seven key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
So call 800-423-3100. That's 800-423-3100.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
The Majority Report.
Now, old Sparky was the electric chair in, I believe, Huntsville Prison in Texas. And the death row inmates were forced to clean and keep up the maintenance on old Sparky, which would be their eventual killer.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
When we vote blindly for the George Bushes of the world, when we don't stand up to big media consolidation, we are polishing old Sparky. Do you see what I'm saying?
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
We'll be right back.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy. Into the distance, ribbon of black, stretched to the point of no turning back.
Flight of fancy on a windswept field. It's about 25 before the hour. This is Air America. Godfrey is calling from New Jersey. Godfrey, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Good, good. I think I'm going to have to hopefully share my prize with another person. I was speaking on, there was this, the Alex Bennett show.
It was
about 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, there was a lady that came on, and Alex was ranting about Air America, how very, very light on the left that it is. It's a real serious left talk is on his program line, okay? But if you want to get something real soft and comical, you go to Air America. But this lady came on the phone, right? And she said that, well, you gotta love Mike Malloy. And he said, well, who's Mike Malloy? And she said, well, you know, she described him how, you know, who you are. And she said, and, you know, this is all due respect to Kathy. She said that, you know, she wakes up to him, but she goes to bed with you at nighttime. But he really didn't know, you know, who you were, okay, or whatever have you.
Right. Well, that's no surprise there. The only people who know about this program are the people who actually listen to it.
Yeah. I just got serious like about a month ago and things, and you know, I really got turned on by you being on it. I'm just a little ticked off that you know, Air America is going to leave you know, Sirius and going on XM. I was a little ticked off about that.
Well, there might be some kind of a deal. I don't know. I know nothing about how they're going to handle this, but I've heard there might be some kind of an accommodation made for people who specifically.
Yeah, I hope so. I called them today, and they said that, you know, it's pretty much of a done deal. But
right.
Yeah, but that's okay. I still got WLIB to listen to or whatever have you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, let me ask you a question, though. Why do you say watch your back at the end of every program? I say watch your back. What do we say?
I used to just say take care, you know, which is kind of I don't say that with just kind of a throwaway line. I mean it. I mean take care of yourself, take care of your people, you know, take care of the people you love, take care of business, take care of whatever you have to take care of. You know, that's what I mean by that.
Okay.
Watch your back. I don't know. That just kind of crept in one night because, and I think it was maybe when it started to really sink home with me how serious the Bush crime family is about destroying civil liberties and how vulnerable every single one of us is right now. You're vulnerable. You know, they could snatch you, Godfrey, tomorrow night. They could snatch me as I walk out of this building tonight and hold me, hold you, hold anybody for as damn long as they please. Now, here's the problem. Habeas corpus in this country has been effectively destroyed. The First Amendment's gone. The Fourth Amendment's gone. The Fifth Amendment's gone. The Eighth Amendment, 12th and 14th Amendment. All of these amendments to the Constitution now have been overridden by this execrable I wish I could say the other word, but Jason will cut me off. This nasty
thank you.
Patriot Act and this nasty attitude in this country now that if you dissent, you must be an Arab terrorist. You must be a Muslim. You must be what? You must be gay. You must be, I don't know, anti-God. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're
saying. So watch your back comes from that.
Thank you for that. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I'm a Christian, you know, just to let you know. But, you know, I voted for jobs. You know, I voted for, you know, a sense of fairness, you know, in this country. I voted for all those things that I thought, you know, was in my best interest. okay?
Sure.
And what I got, you know, from this administration is the fact that, you know, we're beginning to move towards corporations being being uplifted, all right? And, you know, and the individual guys, you know, with all the tort reforms and all the bankruptcy law and all that, you know, being played out, and we can't, and the individuals, look at United Airlines, all right? It's unbelievable. Enron,
sure.
Unbelievable. I mean, what if the people that voted for this president of ours, all right, but yet, you know, at the same time, you know, there is absolutely nothing for these people that voted for. There's absolutely nothing for the individual. Everything is all for the corporations, and everything is all for businesses and whatever have you. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, it doesn't make sense to, you know, give him Social Security. He couldn't even balance a budget.
Let me ask you something, Godfrey. You said you're a Christian.
Yeah.
Now, do you try to follow the teachings of Christ, or are you just caught up in the Christian religion? That's an easy question. Let me tell you why I'm asking. Because here's what I have come to understand, that Christians, and I may be wrong, and you can educate me right now.
Okay.
All right. I've come to understand that Christians, as that term is used in these days, in the first place, they're anti-gay. Now, what that means to me is they stand against people who are what they are, and that's all. I mean, they are just who they are. God did create Adam and Eve and Steve. Mm-hmm. And a couple of dykes over there in the corner, too. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. God, according to religion, God created them all. All right.
Right.
So Christians, to me, are anti-gay. They don't believe that a woman should have a right to choose to end a pregnancy when it is not a viable life form, when it is a zygote, a blastocyst, a fetus, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. They also believe in war. They believe in killing a people who don't agree. You see where I'm coming from?
I understand.
All right. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right. See, Mike, listen. This is my personal beliefs, okay? My personal thing, you see? And it's all personal.
Okay.
All right? See, I, you know, as far as, you know, abortion and things like that, okay, I cannot tell another woman what to do with her body. I can't do that. I mean, for me, you know, I personally, you know, and my family doesn't believe in abortion personally, all right? But to promote legislation to tell others what not to do, I just have a personal problem with that. I can't tell it, because that's between them and their God.
Okay.
Right? That's between them and their God. I got to do what's right for between me and my God.
Okay. What about gays?
You know, about gays and things like that. Personally, the way how I look at it, you know, quite frankly, I mean, if we all see that one of the problems that we have is, you know, if the church was doing their job from the very beginning when they were young, and if we teach about, you know, about God and about his goodness, and so who knows, maybe, perhaps, you know, this, quote, unquote, this would not be a problem. But now it's out there now. What are you going to do?
I'm not sure what you're saying. Are you saying that being gay is a learned characteristic, learn to be gay?
You see, Mike, you know, for me as a Christian, it's a tough topic to grapple, all right? It's a hard grapple because I grew up, you know, amongst the Pat Robinsons. I grew up amongst all that.
Right.
Now, I'm learning, but see, my thing here is that you have to see, regardless, you have to learn to love people. I mean, or at least you have to learn to deal with folks. Now, I'm a realtor, and, like, you know, I have, like, clients sometimes I have clients that are gay, all right? I have to deal with them, all right? I have to be good for them. I got to do business with them or whatever have you. Now, I mean, you know, I can't, you know.
Do you know there was a time in my life when I used to hear white people say that about black folk?
Oh,
I have to. I have to deal with them.
Right.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Wait a minute, Godfrey. Let me ask you something. Do black folk choose their race? Do white folk choose their race?
No.
Do men choose to be men? Do women choose to be women?
No.
Do gay folk choose to be gay? Do heteros choose to be hetero?
Let me share this with you. That's
okay, now wait a second. Godfrey, stop talking just for a second. Listen to me. I got to go. I got to take a break. But I want you to think about that. I just want you to think about that. Okay? If men don't choose to be men, and women don't choose to be women, and blacks don't choose to be black, and whites don't choose to be white, and do gays choose to be gay? Do heteros choose to be? You think about that. Godfrey, it's a pleasure talking to you. I wish you the best, my man. Take care. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love, but not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the seven key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
So call 800-423-3100. That's 800-423-3100.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. and there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. As always, thanks to the crew, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and Justin Yuen in New York City. David Fizikas is also in New York City. Thanks, guys. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, and Jim in Arkansas. The executive producer of this program is Catherine Bay. Art is calling from Virginia. Art, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hello there. This is a real honor. I've been trying to get to you for the last 6 months.
Well, I apologize for any problems, Art. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, well, I want to tell you, I'm in Northern Virginia. I'm a retiree, and I've spent 40 years or so working up here in government, but a civilian. And I want to tell you, I got a lot of friends in a lot of high places, and you would be surprised at some of the people that listen to you. You would be utterly shocked.
I don't know. You're scaring me.
No, I tell you what, just to give you an idea, I was going into 7-Eleven the other day, and of course there's officers all over the place that work at the Pentagon, and there was a colonel ahead of me, and I had coffee, and I like to irritate some of these guys a little bit, and I just said something to him. I said, well, you know, I support the troops, but I haven't told anybody today how much I hate your commander-in-chief. And he looks at, hey, you listen to Mike Malloy too, huh?
Whoa, are you serious?
I'm serious, man. I am absolutely serious.
Yeah, I support the troops. I do too, and the best way to support the troops is to bring them home and try to get the ones that are going to be horribly sick from depleted uranium and from the crap that's been injected into their bodies, help to get them well and fund the Veterans Administration, because these guys are going to need it. And when they all start getting sick the way the first Gulf War veterans got sick,